here to bring us up to date on what's going on is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. While much attention is focused on the Brickyard 400 and related activities this weekend, an international film competition is also going on in Indianapolis. As WFYI's Marianne Holland reports, it's one that gives filmmakers just 2 days to write, film, and produce their movies.
Competitors in the Indianapolis 48-hour film project start their short movies tonight. They are given a genre, a prop, and a line to work into their projects and have to finish all work by Sunday night. Jim Walker is the producer for the international competition's Indianapolis event. He says just a week later, those movies will be shown to the public.
I just think that the screenings are a really fun opportunity to see, you know, what's going on with filmmaking in Indianapolis and Indiana, you know, just to kind of see where the energy is.
That screening takes place at the IMA on August 6th. This is the fourth consecutive year the 48-hour film project has come to Indianapolis. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Riley Hospital for Children is recognizing NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon for his 10 years of support. Gordon hosted his annual bowling fundraiser for Riley this week. His Children's Foundation has donated close to $1.6 million to Riley in the past decade. The Justice Department says it won't pursue civil rights charges against Indianapolis police officers involved in the beating and arrest of a teenager. Brandon Johnson suffered a bruised face and black eye during a May 2010 altercation with officers trying to arrest his brother. A police panel in November cleared the officer accused of striking Johnson of wrongdoing. Justice Department officials say they had reviewed investigative reports, witness statements, and medical records, but found insufficient evidence to support a federal criminal civil rights violation. The teen's attorney says they're disappointed with the decision. IMPD changed some training procedures after the incident. An Indianapolis woman accused of killing her premature baby by ingesting rat poison while she was pregnant is appealing a judge's decision to deny her bond. A Marion County judge ruled last month that Bebe Shui should not be allowed out of jail on murder and feticide charges because there was a strong presumption of her guilt. Defense attorney Linda Pence says the Indiana Court of Appeals had agreed to expedite its review of the case. Pence says Shui ate rat poison because she intended to kill herself, not her baby. The Indiana Democratic Party has appealed the Indiana Recount Commission's decision allowing Charlie White to remain Secretary of State. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The Recount Commission ruled unanimously in June that White was eligible to serve as Secretary of State, though Commission Chair Tom Wheeler did say White came close to crossing the legal line. The Indiana Democratic Party, which filed the complaint against White, appealed the commission's ruling in Marion Circuit Court Thursday. In a statement, Party Chair Dan Parker said the case merits additional scrutiny and Hoosiers deserve a full, fair review of the decision. The Secretary of State's office declined to comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A city employee has filed a federal lawsuit accusing Anderson Mayor Chris Ackerman of sexual harassment. The lawsuit by City Parks Department business manager Teresa Spencer alleges the mayor asked Spencer to get a hotel room with him, although she told him his sexual advances were unwelcome. It says Ackerman retaliated by cutting the Parks Department budget in order to force layoffs, including Spencer's. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission dismissed a similar sex discrimination complaint by Spencer in May. Ackerman has previously denied the allegations. WFYI weather, increasing clouds through tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 89, low tonight 70, and then tomorrow through Tuesday mostly sunny with highs near 91. Right now it's 77 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, very good. 7:34 now, and in sports, a lot of activity going to start today at the Brickyard for Sunday.